Good morning. Welcome to Commuting with Chandra. It's Monday morning. It's early September. I don't know what day it is. Oh, sorry. It was more like mid-September. I don't really know. I don't know what day it is until I hit the paperwork at work, so I am so sorry. Maybe it's around the 10th or the 11th. Maybe. I don't really know. Anyhow, it's bright, it's cool, it's fall weather. Dogs are barking. People are waiting for buses. It's just a beautiful day. Even though I have to go to work, I really didn't want to go to work today. My 3-year-old stops me at the door, "Mommy, can you stay home?" "No." "But why?" "I have to go to work." "Okay, well, Mommy, make sure you bring home some food." "Okay." You know, her brain's going. So anyway, it was quite a weekend in my little neck of the woods. Friday starts as it usually does, where I kick my husband out of the house so we can go pick up his kids. And I played some WoW, decided to start grinding up Thorium Brotherhood faction because I haven't checked to see if that's going to be in available in Cataclysm, and I wanted to get the recipes, and I want another Exalted one, you know. So I have, over the weekend, managed to get into Revered, so I've got to get through Revered to get to Exalted. I bought some of my recipes. I finally am able to walk into Blackrock Depths and go to the bar and not get lost. Lord, I don't know how many times I've been through that instance, and I'm just finally finding my way around now. I haven't done all the events in there yet. There's still a couple of quests I wanted to get done in there, because I finished Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor and everything, but I still kind of want to get all the dungeon and raid quests done. You know, for completion's sake. Because they may not be there in Cataclysm, and I might be missing out on a bit of lore. So, you know, I'm learning a little bit by bit of the lore that's going on between Blackrock Depths and talking to the... And you know what? Forget everybody who says, when you go into an instance, don't talk to those mobs. I'm sorry. I talked to them anyway. And they didn't aggro. I talked to the grim patrons, and the guzzling patrons, and the hammered patrons. I talked to them all. One of them said, "You know, my dad said there would be a day when someone would come up to talk to me and I would have to restrain myself from killing them." That was great. I love that quote. And then there was little bits of pieces when you talk to the other ones about, well, so-and-so is out here doing something, and I heard this. And of course, if you're in the Grim Guzzler, you have to remember to talk to the Dire Brewer. Talk to him, drink with him, get fallen down drunk, and then he gets fallen down drunk too and does actually fall down. But he leaves you a mug of the Dire Brew. And when you drink it, you turn into a Dark Iron Dwarf. Now, this guy does respawn if you kill him. He respawns. So my suggestion is, drink the brew, turn into a Dark Iron Dwarf, kill him, run around, kill all the patrons, do whatever you do. When you come back, he'll be back. And drink with him again and get another one. Because guess what? You'll have an extra one for when you want to, like, freak out your buddies. "Hey, look at me, I'm an Iron Dwarf in the Horde, haha." So yeah, that's my tip of the day. Get the buff and get another brew. And make sure you grab all that brew stuff anyway, because, you know, it's important. And I'm wondering if I'm even recording. Yes, I am. Okay. I just had some sort of blast of sound in my ear, which is really weird. Okay, so, other things I did this weekend. My daughter had a little devastating weekend this weekend. She lost her girlfriend. Mom said she couldn't hang out with her anymore. So I turned on WoW for her so she could play. And we hung out in Un'Goro Crater doing our raptor quests. And I was killing oozes and stuff. And I went out there on my mage, Gwenna. She's level 70, and you know what? She's really deserving of an 80 level status. I might have to level her very soon. But, anyhow, running around Agoro, doing the raptor quests, and Gwenna stumbled upon the Ravensaur Matriarch. I'm like, yeah! I kill her, and she drops a green. I'm like, oh, great. And then I'm just mousing around, looking at other things, and I found her nest. And the hatchling was in the nest, and I did a little dance, and I sent it off to Delgada, because she doesn't have it yet. So, yeah, that could have net me quite a bit of money, but no, I put it on Delgada. She learned it. It's a little weird blast of noise. How odd. Okay, anyhow. So, that kind of fun was over and done with pretty quick. I did a lot of mining with Gwenna out in Agoro because it's like the thorium there grows like weeds. I put a lot of thorium in the bank, and I put some copper in the bank because I remembered when I pulled her out that I had dropped her enchanting, which was up pretty high, but I already have Chandra and Delgada at high level enchanting. Don't need another high level enchanter. So I decided to go jewel crafting with her. And she's at the base level of jewel crafting. Like, I just got jewel crafting and haven't done jack with it. Mm-hmm. So, I'm probably going to pull her out every once in a while, do a lot of mining with her, get a lot of stuff put away, and I may keep her as my jewel crafter, or I may make the goblin a jewel crafter. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing for professions with the goblin yet. But anyway, at any rate, whatever I decide to do with the goblin, it's going to require ore, because I already have a leather worker, and a tailor, and an enchanter, two enchanters. I have skinners, I have herbalists, I have alchemists, so the professions that I don't have all require ore. Engineering, blacksmithing, jewel crafting. So I'm just gonna have to mine Gwenna's little heart out, because she's of a level where she can mine in Northrend. I made sure of that. So next stop is she's got to finish mining out a bunch of ore. I put Rowena in the Naked Nuns Guild, which is my husband's alt guild, so I could start buying bank tabs and shoving stuff away for the goblin. And so far I've got a ton of rune cloth and a ton of nether weave, starting to pile up the mage weave. And like I said, a ton of thorium and copper and stuff, and I'm gonna start stockpiling all that stuff so that when I roll that goblin, I don't have to farm for any of the stuff. I could just whip it out and go, done. And you know, I might still put mining on the goblin just to have the, is it an extra stamp boost, I think? Which is cool. And that way I can, if I don't need the items that I'm mining, I can just make a profit from it. In true goblin fashion. So. Done with that. That's all good. Like I said, I ground out Thorium Brotherhood Faction. I ran BRD several times to get the dust I needed, and then I said, well, bite this. I just bought fiery cores, lava cores off of the auction house, and Delgada needs to make another run out up to the bar to turn that in. And she's, like I said, just into Revere, and I was able to buy almost all of Honored to Revere with that. I still have quests to do in there, sort of. But we'll see. I need to, I'm going to try to get a Molten Core run in there, two or three, because I also want to work on Hydraxian Waterlord's Rep. Even though it's going to be a pain in the butt to grind. Holy crudamungus. It's going to be nasty. I mean, at least Chandra got to do the starting quests and everything. she probably still has a quest thing she could do, but Delgada doesn't. You know, she's done with the quest from Lord Hydraxis, whatever his name is. So it's all grinding mobs and bosses. And it's gonna be fun. But I don't know that the rep does me any good. Anyway, off to other things. I've been putting this off for like almost a whole week, but all I needed was 5 more champion seal, or not champion seals, whatever those Valiant thingies are, to get to done with Valiant for the Undercity. And I finally did that last night. I got Champion of the Undercity, Exalted Champion of the Undercity. I finished out my rep for the Sunreavers. I'm into all that fun, all those fun quests that a champion gets. And I started doing some of those last night, and I got, it's only a flesh wound. I killed the Death Knight, or the Black Knight guy. And now I've got to do some investigating and stuff on his because they stole his corpse. Yeah, but as I was looking at my map to see where I had to go, I have my game minimized because I'm only one screen. It's easier to tab out that way. So I closed a stupid screen. So I figured, you know, that was the end of my gaming for the day last night after closing the screen. But I really want to get, I'm really getting to the point where I really want to work hard on the Argent Tournament, because there's 3 other factions that I could get Exalted Champion of. 3? Is it 3? Torin. No, it's 4. Because I'm Exalted with all the factions, so it's really easy. Just grind out the Valiant stuff. But what was curious is when I grabbed the quest for the Valiant, to get the Valiant seals, they didn't give me any dailies. I wonder if they'll kick in today. It's just a fluke, because I'd already done the dailies for today. That's probably why. So we'll see what happens. I hope they can pop up tomorrow. So it's going to be very hard to get those seals if I can't do dailies to get them. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to be doing a whole lot of stuff, and that way I can get my mounts. I already got 1 mount from the Argent Tournament, and I'm well on my way to getting a second one. I'm wondering which one I want to get first, though. I think I want to get the Hippogriff first. Because from the Hippogriff, then it's all downhill from there. And I got my Argent Gruntling. He's so cute. So, all that done. I got lots of achievements. I've got to put that up on my blog tonight. Let's see, what else did I do? I played a little bit of 1-1, just long enough to really run my pet through some stuff. I didn't do much with it. I kind of want my husband to catch up with me, but he's been holding on to his $10 card that I gave him to catch up with me, and now he's thinking about giving it to one of the girls, so I don't know. I kind of want to play with him, but he makes it so hard to play with him because he won't catch up with me. So maybe he'll catch up with me in Ice Crown and we can do our quests together, so I can finally get my stupid 11 quests done out there. And I got tons of quests to do for the Argent Tournament. Tons and tons of them. It's like it's going to be the only daily I'll be doing for a while with the Argent Tournament. And then there's, I'm still doing Oracles, which I didn't do yesterday because I accidentally shut the computer down. And I was kind of wrapped up in getting Thorian Brotherhood rep. What the heck? Why are we stopping? Oh. So tonight, it's back to dailies, because I used all the money Rowena had on buying all those lava cores and fiery cores to get my rep up. I figured I'm like 36 turn-ins away from getting to Exalted. Well, the sun is killer this morning. I wish this bus was going to stay in front of me because it makes life so much easier. Okay. Well, I'm almost to work. And I don't think I have much more to say. Except that I'll be posting tonight and possibly putting this up on the... I record all these stupid things and I never do anything with them. So maybe I'll go and change it to an MP3 and put it on my site and see what you guys think. Oh, goodness. My eyes feel like they're frying out of my head. I hate driving straight into the sun. Oh, much better. Well, anyhow, thank you for joining me on this ride to work. You've been great company. And I expect you to talk a little bit next time. I know it's kind of hard when I'm holding onto the microphone and I won't let you have any. But, you know, maybe one of these days you'll hang out with me during my ride to work. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, maybe, if I have anything interesting to say.